The Thunderbolts hit a season-high 5 home runs and defeated the Evansville Otters 10-1 to take the series Sunday night at Standard Bank Stadium. I'm Terry Bonadonna, and this is the Bolts Daily Podcast. C.J. Gilman got the scoring started for Windy City in the bottom of the first. With two men on, he doubled off the left field wall to give the Bolts a 2-0 lead. Zach Auk has added to that lead in the second. Fly ball out to deep left. Rooney Davis back on that one. Looks up. It's gone. A solo homer for Zach Aukus. The Thunderbolts with a 3-0 lead. Evansville scored their only run in the top of the third. Rooney Davis tripled and Taylor Black singled him in to cut the Windy City lead to 3-1. The Otters had 8 hits in 5 innings against Tyson Corley and 9 overall, but left 8 men on base and didn't score again. The Thunderbolts' offense had gone quiet in the middle innings until the bottom of the sixth when Ryan Cuneo cured that. Fly ball out to deep right field. Mack back on the run at the wall. It's gone. A 2-run homer for Ryan Cuneo, his first as a Thunderbolt, and it's a 5-1 game. The following inning, Brandon Decker, who had earlier extended his hitting streak to 15 games, contributed in another way. Hit in the air out to center field, going back Sheely, now going back harder at the warning track. The wall, gone. A 2-run homer for Brandon Decker. 7-1, Windy City. Decker's home run was followed by a Bob Glover double, and later, it was Jarek West's turn. And now West hits a deep fly ball to left field. Davis looks back, and it is out of here. A 2-run shot for Jarek West, the fourth home run of the game for Windy City. The Bolts put a cap on their power outburst with Chad Kreger in the eighth. There's a bomb to deep right field. Kreger has joined the party. A solo shot to right. It's 10-1, Windy City. Windy City's bullpen pitched a scoreless 4 innings to preserve the 10-1 win. Corley went 5 innings in the win, his third straight, and Matt Zielinski allowed 5 runs in 5 2/3 innings for the loss. The win moved the Bolts to a game and a half ahead of Gateway, their largest lead in the division this year. After taking Monday off, the Thunderbolts will begin a big 3-game series at Schaumburg on Tuesday. I'm Terry Bonadonna, and this has been the Windy City Thunderbolts Daily Podcast.